Did you know that depression affects approximately 280 million people worldwide? Are you one of those people? Do you feel hopeless and just stuck in your sadness? And are you wondering if there's really any hope for better days or if God can really, really pull you out of your depression? Well, today we're going to talk about it. Depression is serious, you guys, and I'm not going to address, you know, medications or diet or anything that you really should be discussing with your doctor. Nope, I'm going to talk about depression from a biblical perspective, because honestly, we are living in a spiritual battle. So I'm going to ask you, are you prepared to win? Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this.
Oh, depression. I knew I had to record this episode today, y'all, but I'm gonna be honest, this hits home for me in a big way. I know I've said it before, but I'm gonna say it again. I've suffered from depression my entire life. When I was a kid, I spent most of my time in my room, sad and depressed. When I was a teenager, I spent most of my time in my room, sad and depressed. And when I became a young mom trying to raise a family, I spent a lot of time, most of my time, sitting in my house feeling sad and depressed. So it goes deep. This goes deep, okay? So this is not, I'm not taking this lightly. I think, you know, it's one of those things too that when you think about a depressed person, you get a certain image. You think of someone that's just like really mopey and that they don't talk a lot and that they're just like the strong silent type and that maybe, you know, the way that they dress or the way that they hold themselves is just like this gloomy, like doom and gloom. And I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. Obviously it does, but it's not always that way. Depression does not always look that way. You know, people such as myself, who have dealt with it for so long, you know, many times we can be the person you least expect has depression, honestly. You know, I'm absolutely that person that will just make fun of myself and basically just drop jokes about how I'm depressed, but try to play it off like I was only kidding. Okay, that's absolutely, if we're being 100% real right now, that is me. Okay, maybe you're that way too. You know, it's hard when you're out there in the world and especially when you realize that your depression is crippling you and that it's affecting your life. A lot of times we just try to pretend like it's not there and we try to continue on with life, doing the things, saying the things we need to say, and just trying to pretend to be normal. That's, I think, most people that suffer from depression, I think that's where they're at. So anyway, I want to jump into this because, you know, I don't want to linger too long, but I want to just address some signs maybe if you don't realize that you're depressed. I mean, okay, and the reason I'm doing this, okay, is for a couple reasons. Number one, we need to acknowledge that this is bad fruit, okay? I'm going to run through some telltale signs that you're depressed. Although if you suffer from depression, I think you already know if you are depressed. But I pulled these because also sometimes we can be behaving in certain ways that we don't even realize is linked to our depression. Like, we really don't. When you're too close to something, sometimes I just think you don't see it. So that's why, that's the purpose of me mentioning these symptoms here, okay? So I'm just going to run through them. Hard time remembering things, concentrating and making decisions, fatigue, guilt, low self-esteem, feeling of worthlessness and powerlessness, always pessimistic, insomnia or sleeping too much, always annoyed and grumpy, loss of interest in previously pleasurable activities, eating disorders, body pains, such as persistent pains, headaches, pains, or cramps, digestive problems. And then I'm going to add on to this list, hopelessness, neglecting relationships and responsibilities, having mood-altering behavior, and such as abusing substances, and blaming others. Whew, that is a long list, you guys. And I'll be for real. I think I definitely have most of these on this list. And if you suffer from depression, you do too. You know, no shame here, okay, you guys? Like, if we're not honest with ourselves and with others about where we're at, we are just going to continue to cover up. We're never going to be able to push past it. And I just want to tell you before we get into this that there is hope. Yes, there is hope on the other side. I have absolutely been able to manage and deal with my depression in so much better ways since looking at it from a biblical perspective instead of looking at it from a worldly perspective. And that's what I want to share with you today, okay? I want you to know that there is hope to overcome depression, but we have to look at it from a biblical perspective. So, what's the root of depression? That's the question we really have to ask here. Most of the time when we look at depression, we're just looking at the bad fruit, the list that I just named. You know, the symptoms of depression, what we see, that's the problem, right? But that's really not the problem. There's a root to that problem. So we can think of this as a tree. We have to get to the root of the problem so we can pull it up. It's not just about changing the behavior and, you know, the symptoms that I mentioned earlier. It's about changing the whole tree, okay? If you want to listen to more about this, about changing behavior, how that's not really what we need to be doing, I want you to go back and listen to episode 22. It's very helpful. It's more than just our behavior. But anyway, so the root of depression, okay, is honestly thinking of yourself, putting yourself at the center, wanting your problems to go away, and feeling like God won't solve your problem, that nothing is in his control. And that really just stems from an unbelief and not trusting that he has a plan for your life, that God has a plan, a good plan, a better plan than you have. So sometimes bad things happen, and you know, that's a guarantee. That is a guarantee in this life. But getting fixated on how things will unfold, not trusting his plan, choosing to sit in those feelings for too long, that's going to result in bad fruit. That's going to result in that list of symptoms because we're not trusting the Lord. Depression is about doubt. The opposite of trust is doubt, and doubt grows into disobedience. So I want you to think about that. Depression is about doubt. The opposite of trust is doubt. So we're not trusting. We're not trusting the Lord. We're putting all of our trust in ourselves to fix our own problems. If we just think about it enough, we just worry about it enough that somehow it's going to magically fix itself, but it's not going to, okay? That's when depression leads to addiction and destructive coping skills. that leads to sitting and soaking in our depression. And sometimes we get addicted to soaking in our depression. You know, feeling happy and thinking of others, that just feels awkward and not right. So we go back to depressive feelings because that's where that is where our comfort zone is. That's where we've made our comfort zone. We don't understand sometimes when we're so depressed for so long, we don't see that we're just falling into a pattern because we're used to that. We're accustomed to that feeling, and acting outside of that feeling feels very strange at first. So I've spent large portions of my life sitting and soaking in my depression, okay? Sometimes I looked for outside coping skills that just ended up being destructive. Okay, some of those that I read off of that list. Substance abuse, eating disorders, blaming other people. Those are all things that I just sat and soaked in for a very long time. So can God really help you overcome your depression? Yes, because God, he's going to get to the root of the issue. God can only help you, like really help you though, if you work on your belief. You cannot have doubt in God. You have to trust him. If you have doubt in God, he can't work on your life because you are not trusting him to do the things. You're intervening. You keep intervening. You're saying, God, I know better. I know better than you. And listen, it's not that God can't come in and change it, but he needs to see that you want him to change it. He needs you to be obedient. And so, in order to trust God, that means that your wants have to change. Instead of wanting things your way, you have to want to hope in God alone. You have to value spiritual growth over your own comfort. That's hard. That's hard because we want to be comfortable. Nobody likes to be uncomfortable, right? And that sounds crazy because you're like, well, being depressed is uncomfortable. Yeah, but it's also comforting if that's what you are used to. I mean, that sounds nuts, but at the same time, it totally makes sense, okay? And depending on what you're depressed about, you know, this can be easier or harder in different areas. So if you're depressed because your life isn't going the way you want it to, you know, this can be, quote, I'm doing air quotes here, easier to work on perhaps than dealing with like a traumatic event, okay? Such as grief over like the loss of someone, that's a different type of depression and that can be harder, okay? I'm not gonna say it's easy. Traumatic events can definitely blind us and keep us stuck for obvious and understandable reasons. So this is when we should absolutely consider calling on the help of a biblical counselor. You know, and I say biblical because it's a spiritual issue. If you go to a counselor and you go to a worldly counselor, you're going to get worldly solutions. End of story. So here's an example. A counselor I used to see years ago, she didn't really help me fix the problem. It was kind of like I just went in there and kicked up a dust cloud, okay? So she just kept me talking, and it was very much like on the movies where you see a counselor and they're like, and tell me what you feel about that. And I went to her, like, I think I went to her 9 or 10 times, okay? And I remember when I wrote the last check, because yes, I wrote her a check. When I wrote the last check, I realized I started tallying up all the money that I just had spent on this counseling. And I was like, I could have gone to Hawaii, okay? Like, I could have gone to Hawaii. And instead, I literally just sat in this office for like how many weeks? And all that I felt at the end is that it just left me more depressed than when I started because she literally didn't help me solve anything, okay? It was not good. And any little thing that she gave me, it was worldly advice. Okay. I wasn't a Christian at the time. There was no hope in those walls. There was no hope. There was just the need for the flow of money, if you know what I mean. Anyway, that's another podcast. So first, before we seek outside help, we need to go to the Lord. That's my point here. Before we go for outside help, we need to pray that He would send the right person to help us overcome the depression. Okay? The right counselor, one that would hold our hand to bring us closer to Him. And that's going to take prayer, and it's going to take belief. Belief that He's going to send the right person to help you with your depression. And until then, we have to put on the whole armor of God, okay? We need to be putting on the whole armor of God every day, okay? Every day. And in Ephesians 6, 13 through 18, it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Whew, I love that one. I love that scripture. Listen, you guys, depression is a battle, and it's not one you can fight on your own. You need to put on the whole armor: truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, prayer. These are all the best tools for battling against depression and winning. Winning, you guys. I said at the beginning of this podcast, are you prepared to win? With the Lord, you will win. Spoiler alert, He won already, okay? But you cannot win a war with no army. You cannot stand against evil with no plan. You cannot conquer the day without the Lord. So we got to go back. We got to cut down that root. So I pray that this has helped you today. If you want more on depression and depression coping skills specifically, head over to brokenablessed.com. I just posted a blog that includes short-term and long-term strategies and coping skills for depression. I'm now going to switch over to my members-only bonus content, and we're going to talk three different reasons you may be depressed and provide solutions for these problems, plus action steps, okay? So to my non-member listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I pray today blesses you and that it's helped you, and I'll catch you next time.